Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, and we'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Governor Robert Bentley easily defeated two challengers in the Republican primary yesterday. Parker Griffith won the Democratic primary. The two will square off in November. Both men are doctors, and their fall race could center in part on medicine. While Bentley opposes President Barack Obama's federal health care law and expanding Medicaid, Griffith says Medicaid should be widened to cover more people in the state. Griffith also is supporting creation of a state lottery. Bentley says that's a decision that should be left up to legislators. Bentley has a huge fundraising advantage. He's raised about $4 million to Griffith's $20,000. Meanwhile, a July 15 runoff is set between Republicans Paul DeMarco and Gary Palmer in Alabama's 6th congressional district. The two lead a field of 7 candidates in the race to replace GOP Representative Spencer Backus, who announced his retirement last year. The winner will face Democrat Avery Weiss in November in the heavily Republican district, which covers much of central Alabama. DeMarco is a state representative from Homewood, and Palmer is the founder of the Alabama Policy Institute. DeMarco held a double-digit lead in the race, but it was not enough to avoid the runoff. Turnout was expected to be light. Alabama Secretary of State Jim Bennett predicted turnout between 25% and 27% before yesterday. Mercedes worker Valerie Marshall voted yesterday around noon at Stillman College in Tuscaloosa.
It's very calm and kind of slow right now. I was actually myself earlier wondering, is the day? Because I didn't see a big turnout.
This election was the first test of the state's new photo ID law. Poll workers at Stillman said they hadn't had any issues with people not having photo IDs as of midday. Bennett said he had no reports of problems. Opponents of the photo ID law said problems are more likely in the general election when turnout will be much higher. A who's who on the subject of cybersecurity is expected to gather in Huntsville starting today. The North Alabama chapter of the Information Systems Security Association is hosting the 6th annual Cybersecurity Summit. This year's theme is Effective Governance Through Risk Management. Event organizer Ben McGee says over 600 people have signed up to hear the presentations.
Having an event like this in North Alabama where 650 people will assemble to hear the industry's experts in cybersecurity will be a great beacon for cybersecurity here in the Tennessee Valley and for Huntsville in general.
McGee says participants can also earn continuing education credits while attending the summit. And now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
After a mild start to the day, temperatures get even warmer this afternoon. Highs in the low 90s, partly to mostly sunny. Expect a 10% chance for passing shower or storm. Most areas will stay dry today and on Thursday. Lows near 70 Thursday morning. Highs near 90 to 92 Thursday afternoon. Slightly better chance for a few scattered storms on Friday and Saturday, but most areas will stay dry. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.